Just a spoonful of Alex helps the medicine go down. The medicine go down, medicine go down. Just a spoonful of Alex helps the medicine go down in the most delightful way.
Welcome to the Alex's Podcast, the podcast by Alex's for Alex's. And if you're not named Alex, get the fuck out. Just kidding. You can
Okay,
listen
Jesus
anyway.
Christ.
I'm your host, Alex Kellerman.
And I'm your host, Alex Lewis. How's it going, everybody?
You've been sniffling a little bit before we started the show.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be leaning in and out here.
You don't actually have to do that. The microphone will be able to pick you up from where you are.
Let's not talk about the sound quality.
Because shout out to Stephen
Shout out to
Brannan won't
Stephen
like it.
Brannan. He would hate that.
Yeah. But he will love the shout out. Kellerman, we got some breaking news here about Emma Stone. Really interesting stuff.
Apparently, she wants to be called by her real name.
Yeah, so we all know, the lay people know her as Emma Stone.
Naturally, it's what she's credited as in all of her
Of
movies.
course, but she's been living a lie for the past, I don't know, 20 years, 15 years since, I guess. I feel like she really got famous in Superbad, but she was also on a reality show when she was a child.
I would say Superbad was her
That
breakout.
was her breakout. Yeah, she was on the Partridge Family reality show when she was a kid.
There was a Partridge Family reality show?
Yes, there was an American Idol style Partridge
Like,
Family
be a
type.
member of the Partridge Family?
Yes, they were going to reboot the Partridge Family, and the way they were going to do it was put together the family on reality television. And she was, I believe, the winner.
Wow, was there a new Partridge Family?
I think they should. I don't. Yes, but I don't think it went anywhere. Like, they might have shot a pilot for it or something, but it didn't. It either didn't air or, you know,
That's
like.
very interesting.
Yeah. And she
but
was.
not that interesting.
No, not nearly as interesting as the story we're talking about right
Not
now.
nearly as interesting as Emma Stone's real name.
And I'm going to give you a drum roll, Kellerman, as you reveal breaking news. Emma Stone would like to be known as.
Emily Stone.
Wow! Holy shit, my knees are buckling. Emily
Okay.
Stone. I mean, I don't even know if I'm going to be able. I mean, my life has been turned upside
No, I
down.
don't see her as an Emily.
I don't know how I'm going to be able to function anymore.
I will
Emily
say,
Stone.
I read a comment when I was reading that article where somebody said that Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas,
Oh,
but he
that's
had to change it
because of Michael Douglas.
naturally. Do you think that's true?
I believe it, and there's another case like that with Albert Brooks.
There was an who was the other Albert Brooks?
No, there wasn't another Albert
Bill
Brooks.
Murray.
There wasn't another Albert Brooks. You know his brother is Super Dave Osborne, Bob Einstein.
Okay.
Albert Brooks's last name is Einstein.
His name is Albert Einstein?
Yes, that's why he
Yeah,
changed
I
it to
wouldn't go by
Brooks.
that either.
Yeah,
Can't live up to that name.
I get it.
What else is going on? Are you feeling okay? You were not feeling well earlier this week.
Yeah, I have a little summer cold.
That's going around.
I tested for COVID. I'm all clear.
You fucking better be, because I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah, I'm all clear. But I did have a cold and I felt bad. I was meant to watch Keith's son tomorrow night, but that's not happening anymore.
Bet your ass it's not.
Okay, God, I didn't mean to get sick.
I feel
Fuck.
like I'm really risking my life right now.
Yeah, you might get a cold at the most. No, I just caught it from my wife. It's no big deal.
Fucking wives. Who
Fuck.
needs those?
Okay, well, I guess not you. Yeah, I got a little cold. For everybody that's wondering, I did not get the part in the musical that we were
Yeah,
talking about.
you got that bad news.
I did
But
get that.
I am glad you can stop worrying about it.
Yeah,
Is that a worthwhile silver lining?
honestly, it was very relieving. Seriously. Like, and in a weird way, being as upset and bothered about not having the news kind of made the news of not getting it not as bad. Seriously. Like, I feel like I wasn't as upset that I didn't get the thing I really wanted because I had already been upset about not receiving any news.
Okay. So in a way that kind of softened the blow.
Exactly.
Weird.
Like I just had the upset feelings for like, I don't know, half a day to a day, and then, I was like, okay, time to get back into it.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, man.
I know that you're a gentle soul. And you feel these things deeply.
I do.
And I hate to see you going through that pain, so I'm glad that it didn't last that long.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I take things personally a lot, but I feel like I've done a good job of not doing that.
I agree. And, you know, it's not personal, the audition process. I know it feels personal because you know some of the people involved personally.
Well, it's not even that. Like, when you're auditioning for a thing, in a way, what you're auditioning, like what you're putting on display is yourself.
Yeah, okay, yes. So it's not sort of completely impersonal. It's not like the decision is not personal, is what I mean. The decision is usually based on a particular look that they're looking for, or a particular sound in your voice, or just a particular thing. And you either are that or you aren't, and it has nothing to do with your actual performance.
Well, I mean, like even you just said, like, you know, you were casting a project and there was a person that came in and was incredibly funny and everyone thought he was hilarious, but he didn't get the part because
the impression that he made was that he would be too distracting on set, was that he'd be too friendly and making jokes all the time and hold up production basically.
That's crazy to me.
I agree.
But like,
but
it's literally like his talent got in the way of him receiving the part.
Well, it's not, again, that's not even related to his performance. Right. Everybody basically agreed that his performance would be great, but hey, he could be too distracting because of what a nice guy he is when he's not performing.
Well, he was too nice.
And then there are some people who were really good, but just don't look the part. And there are some people who look the part and just weren't very good. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then if you only got people that don't look the part but were good, you have to like completely change how you're making the choice.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the audition process is weird. It's why I didn't pursue acting really.
Yeah.
I don't have the competitive spirit. Not that writing isn't competitive.
But it's not even, you can't look at it that way. I try not to look at it that way. I'm not like, you know, that is because like it really isn't like I beat that person for the job. It just kind of does come down to like
it. Yeah, you know, truthfully, some of the most uncomfortable moments in my life that I can think of were audition rooms.
Yeah.
You
feel competitive with the other people, for sure.
Not just because of the competition, but also audition rooms are the only times that I've walked into a room where there's just like 10 me's.
Yeah.
10 just like white, average height, bearded dudes, you know? And it's like, it really steals my individuality. I feel.
Well, and because you're
there. Not good.
Because you're there in a room with like other people, it does kind of feel like. Like it does feel competitive in that room,
and definitely.
It's uncomfortable, but the reality is you're not really competing with any of them.
Right, exactly. You either are the thing or you're not.
Yeah.
It's got nothing to do with them. It's 100% has to do with you.
But it's just an uncomfortable position to be in general, I'd say.
I 100% agree. There's a lot of uncomfortable situations that we have to deal with in the life. Film industry and life.
Just life.
You're right,
life
in general.
It's just a series of uncomfortable positions that you're placed in, and then you die.
Boy, it's getting more uncomfortable every day, it seems.
Oh, just wait.
Oh, do you know something I don't?
No, but we're...
What's on the horizon?
Well, the election, I think, is going to make us uncomfortable.
Do you want to look into your crystal ball here?
I mean, look at the way this year's gone so far. It feels like there's been a lot of uncomfortable things.
Gosh, you're not wrong about that. There's been a lot of uncomfortable things. The last 4 years, I feel like it's just been culminating.
You think it's just been the last 4 years?
I do feel like there has been an acceleration over the last 4 years.
My wedding was nice.
Well, good things have happened in the last 4 years, no question. This year's been great for me personally.
Sure.
But obviously, the state of the world is in shambles.
Oh, man. So what else is going on with you?
Well, you know, I feel like I say this every week, but I've just been motherfucking busy, man.
I know, you're really...
I have been really burning the candle at both ends.
You have.
And I am, you know, my hours at work have gotten so long. I'm working, you know, 9 to 11 hours a day, and then I go home and I research and film the fucking news for like 2 to 3 hours, and then I go meet up with a friend, or I go see a movie, or like then I do my or I come film, record a podcast with you. And we're writing a thing. And, you know, I last night I went and saw a movie. You know, A24. Are you an A24 fan in general?
I feel like you're real hit or miss with you. Yeah, well, their movies are not... They even though they are very similar in, like, tone, I guess, they're not... It's not like... Like, I wouldn't say The Green Knight was a lot like Everything Everywhere All at Once.
No, I think that a lot of them are very different. So, but I feel like, generally, I like what they do. So, I'd say their hit rate for me is high.
I think it just depends on the movie. They've had some movies that I found completely fucking weird and stupid. And they've had some movies that I've been like, I really liked that.
So what did you think of Hereditary?
I've never seen Hereditary.
You didn't see Hereditary?
Yeah.
Is that I'm shocked.
That girl with the weird mouth?
Yes. Yes.
Like where she does that? Oh, it's
neither
that.
Of us can. Yeah, that. So A24 is re-releasing a bunch of their movies in IMAX.
Oh, wow.
The last person I said that to said, wow, that strike really fucked everybody up, huh?
Yeah, well, they're re-releasing fucking everything right now.
Well, go figure. They Spider-Man, don't have any new movies to put
they
out.
They just announced that they're putting out something else in...
Yeah, everything. I'm going to see Alien this weekend. It's the 45th anniversary of Alien. Yeah, I can't wait to see it.
Wait, what was the thing they just announced that's going back?
A lot. They just put out all three Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies in a row.
Yeah. And it made
Star Wars Episode 1 I'm going to see on May the 4th.
Episode 1?
They're doing that again? Well, that's what they're doing. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, Jesus.
That's the Star Wars they're showing.
You know, they kind of made a promise. They were like, we're re-releasing, and this was before I think Disney bought Star Wars. They're like, we're re-releasing.
All of them in 3D? Is that what you're about to say? I was so excited for that.
And then they only did Phantom Menace.
So upsetting. So very, very upsetting. Now, a lot of my friends like don't like 3D or don't care about 3D or aren't interested in 3D. I love 3D. I love a good gimmick at a movie theater.
You really
give me the moving seat. Give me the spray me with water while I'm watching.
You do love that.
I love it. I don't care.
Have you seen the new Deadpool popcorn bucket that looks like it's coming out of his ass?
I heard it's fake, but yes, I have, and it's hilarious.
They should just fucking make that real.
They absolutely should.
That's funny.
There should be a fuckable popcorn bucket for every movie that comes out.
You know they've got something lined up, though, because Ryan Reynolds knows how to market stuff.
If there's one guy on this planet who knows how to market things, it's Ryan Reynolds. That guy has like six very successful branded companies.
Yeah, he's an impressive guy.
Very impressive. What were we saying before this? What brought us here?
Talking about
Hereditary.
Hereditary, yeah.
I saw Hereditary in IMAX. It was quite the experience. It's one of the weirder A24 movies. Yes.
Okay.
It was just out for one night.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But anyways, the point of this is, so I worked my whole fucking day at work, and then I did the news for a few hours, and then this movie starts at 10. Now, I get up at 6 a.m. every morning.
Yeah.
So, like, really at my limit here. Like, we got out of the movie at noon.
Yeah, certainly you fell asleep.
I didn't.
Wow.
I really love Hereditary.
Okay.
Did not fall asleep. To be fair, I do usually fall asleep when we see movies, especially when we start them after 10 p.m., but I didn't fall asleep, stayed awake, watched the movie. I'm like, gonna say goodbye. I saw with a buddy. I go to say goodbye to him. After the movie, it's like 12:15. I'm like, I gotta get home. And he drops his bomb on me that he just broke up with his girlfriend of 10 years.
Oh, no.
They've been together since like as long as I've known the guy.
So you gotta spend a couple hours.
Oh, my God. We were up until 2 a.m. just standing outside the movie theater talking.
Oh.
And it's like I'm not upset. I'm happy to be there for my buddy. But boy, was I tired today.
That was last night.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
But
that's been like, you know, I just feel like so many things like that have been happening. Things that like...
Wow, why didn't he tell you that before the movie?
Well, he probably would have if I had gotten there on time.
Oh,
yeah. You know how I like to
do. Yeah, you sure do like to show up late. You love to be late to things.
No.
Well, how would you describe showing up late?
I'm only late to movies. you know.
Okay.
You could say I was late tonight because we had planned on getting together at 8.
And then you got here at 9:15.
9:15, sure. But we were communicating. There were things coming up. I was letting you know, hey, this came up. I'm going to need more time. And, like, it progressed from there. I wasn't just, like, and just keep you waiting until 9:15.
But that's still, you were late. What are you talking about?
But the plans were loose. It's not like, you can only be late if there's a scheduled time. You know, the movie starts at 10:15.
I do not agree with that.
So 10:15, the movie starts. If you get there after the movie starts, you're late. If you're talking about meeting someone,
if you tell someone a thing is at a time and then you're late, that, okay, but I mean, that's over. What I just said.
It's a loose time. Where there's not a.
You know you're wrong. I could tell by the way you're laughing. Then you know you're wrong.
Look,
I can tell by the way you laugh, then you know that you're wrong. And that you're late.
I am very punctual to things that I need to be. Hey, was I on time to your wedding?
No.
Yes, I was.
Maybe Keith and Huey were late.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's right.
All right, you were on time to that.
And many other things where it is important to be on time. I'm on time to work every day.
Okay. Well, what, you want a medal for that?
No, I want to be acknowledged for not being a regularly tardy person.
You are regularly tardy.
If we talk about getting together in the evening, it's sort of understood that...
What?
I'll get there.
What's understood? No, it's only understood because that's your personality trait. Have I ever been late to anything?
You're anal retentive about it, though. And
some people might call it respectful of your time.
I respect your time. That's why we are in communication. I don't just show up late. You always know where I am in the journey to getting to you.
So you think that just by telling me you're going to be late, it's less rude?
Well, I definitely think it's less rude.
Yes. I would say it is less rude.
Right. Well, thank you for giving me that.
But
small
you seem to think that it makes you not late.
Well, no.
When I would argue, no. It still makes you late.
Letting you know I'm going to be late does not make me not late.
Correct.
However, what I mean to say is when we are meeting at a sort of loose time.
When you say loose time, because see, here's how I operate. If somebody says, hey, why don't we get dinner at 6 p.m.? I go, okay, great. And that's the time that I reserve for that thing.
If we were meeting at dinner, I would arrive on time. Have I ever been super late to a dinner?
You've been late to dinner, sure.
Have I?
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can't argue with that.
Yeah. You've definitely been late. Or you've been like, hey, I know we're going to this place at 6, but let's do it at 6:30.
But let's push to a later time where I won't be late.
That's you being late. That's you being late, but just telling me you're going to be late. Now, that is better than me showing up on time and you showing up late, but it is still late. Like, I still coordinated my day around the fact that we were going to meet at 6 p.m. And you're not the only one that does this. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, this is just how Kellen
works.
Huey is the fucking worst at this.
I'm not trying. Shout out to Huey Stonefish.
But oh my God, if anybody can fucking be late, and it drives me up the fucking wall.
I'm not trying to say that I'm never late, but I would like to acknowledge that.
You called yourself punctual. I am punctual. I show up early to most things. Because
important things.
Okay, see, this is part of it. You don't view my time as important.
Of course I do.
No, you don't. You literally just said you didn't.
I did definitely accidentally imply that with what I just said. You're right. But I very
no,
much
but it's, you, it's
value
not just, hold on a second. Hold on.
Time.
It is not just what you said. You literally will just say, okay, well, I'm going to be late. Like, the same day, an hour or so before. That means your actions are also saying you don't find my time to be valuable.
But my mind tells me that
it doesn't matter
I
what
do
your mind
value
tells
your
you,
time.
Though. But it doesn't matter what your mind tells you. Well, your actions tell me that you don't care.
My actions are betraying a different...
But It's really nice to have these ideas in your head. Well, I know that I'm being late, and my actions might show that I don't care about that.
I respect your time.
But in my head, I respect this time. And that's really all that counts. When I would argue, it's the opposite. It's your actions that matter more because they affect me. Your thoughts that you have, oh, they're so nice and delicious, but they don't actually do anything in the grand scheme of your lateness. You know what I mean?
You know what? I'll never be late again.
I don't believe that for 2 seconds. But I appreciate that.
And you're letting me feel like a real asshole.
No, you shouldn't feel like an asshole. I'm just better than you.
Certainly.
No.
In punctuality and dental hygiene.
Just in general, I'd say. That was fun, though. It was fun to have that rant. What do you keep checking your phone for?
Well, you asked me to just have up the not the onion because you liked doing that little segment.
Yeah, didn't you?
Last episode, it was fine.
Well, let's find one that you find.
We'll do one before we close it out here.
Sure. So don't just look at the first one.
No. But the first one is so good that we have to talk about. I'm going to read the headline before I go in here. A case of Alabama's prisoner's missing heart has been dismissed. It continues. His heart was never found.
All right, well, let's read this
article. A prisoner, now, before we read more, what it sounds like is a prisoner somehow misplaced his heart.
Yes, it does sound like that.
Certainly that's not the case.
No, I'm sure that...
He was dead already when the heart went missing?
I'm thinking that he was going to get some kind of heart transplant.
This sounds like a Sherlock Holmes movie. The case of the man with the missing heart is closed, but the heart was never located.
That does sound very Sherlock Holmes.
Mixed with a little Edgar Allan Poe, maybe.
Yeah.
Died in Alabama prison, and his body was returned after an autopsy, missing his heart. Obviously, it was the evil coroner who took the heart.
Do you think that maybe the coroner needed a heart transplant, so he murdered the guy?
Maybe you could sell it online for a lot of money. No one said where the heart went after Dotson's body was returned to his family or where it is now. But on Wednesday, the U.S. District Judge for the Northern District of Alabama, Madeline Hughes Hikala, dismissed the case after the family and the state filed a joint stipulation of dismissal.
The family did?
The family was like, ah, forget it. The family, including his mother, daughter, and brother, claimed in the lawsuit that they spent days trying to obtain his body. And once they received his body on November 21st, the family suspected foul play in part because of the Alabama Department of Corrections' extensive and ongoing violations of basic human and constitutional rights.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you think that only happens in Alabama?
No. I think it happens in every prison.
They hired a private pathologist to do a second autopsy. That doctor, Dr. Boris Datnow, which is the most evil-sounding name I've ever read in one of these articles, discovered during the exam that the body was missing a heart.
Hmm. How does that happen? I feel like the only way that could happen is somebody removed it.
No answers came during the 3-hour hearing, and that's the end of the article. Oh, no, there's a little bit more. The autopsy performed, blah, blah, blah. Attorney argued that no one from the school performed the initial autopsy, nor had Dotson's body or organs ever been in their custody. They were dismissed from the case previously. Wait, so...
What happened to this guy's heart?
Someone just opened him up and stole it.
Did he have some kind of wound? Oh, Jasper's home.
Oh, man, if only we'd have ended this. And then... Okay, wait. So then last week, the same lawyer representing the Dotson family filed multiple lawsuits in state court against the prison system, representing more families who say that their loved ones' bodies have been returned missing organs
what?
After dying in state custody.
What? This coroner is stealing people's body parts.
For real. We just broke a huge story.
Yeah, this is insane.
I'm going to have to look more into this.
Me too.
Done. And I think it's a great place to end this episode.
It is a great place. Thanks for listening to Alex's podcast, everybody. What a crazy story we ended on. Go like and subscribe to all of our things and comment on the podcast. You know what I'm trying to say. Go do the thing that every podcast asks you to do and help us with that.
Bye.
Love you.